China and Iceland have signed a free trade agreement. The agreement was signed during Icelandic Prime Minister Jóhanna Sigurðardóttir's official visit to China on Monday. Iceland becomes the first European nation to have a free trade agreement with China. The agreement enables China to enlarge exports from Iceland and help to diversify the looming economy of the Nordic nation. Well, for more on the issue, CRI's Zheng Chengguang earlier spoke with Ms. Stefania Oskarsdóttir, Assistant Professor of the Department of Political Science at the University of Iceland.
Compared with the rest of Europe, what can Nordic countries offer to the table when it comes to cooperation with China, and especially what kind of cooperation do you envision between China and Iceland?
Generally speaking, the Nordic countries are just very well-developed countries, you know, highly democratic and have been very prosperous for many decades now. But when it comes to relations between China and Iceland, we could start by saying that there is a huge difference between China and Iceland. China is the most populous country in the world, while Iceland is one of the smallest, and pointing towards opportunities that Iceland has to offer. In particular, it's been pointed out that Iceland is country that has been for many years cultivating or developing geothermal energy, and we're told that you in China are interested in that technology, for instance. And it's obvious that also we here in Iceland are very strategically located in the North Atlantic, and when it comes to the possible opening up of the route between the Atlantic Ocean and Pacific in the future with the warming up of or the unfortunate global warming, Iceland could be an important destination for ship travel between Asia and Europe. So there are some obvious opportunities.
Mm. When you talk about China can benefit from cooperation with Iceland in the field of geothermal energy, can you tell us some of the specific areas do you think that China can benefit from this kind of cooperation?
I think that the hope of Icelanders would be to sell their expertise to China, because here in Iceland there is a great reluctance to sell resources, land and water and so on and so forth, to foreigners. We are a very small country when we used to be a colony of Denmark for centuries. It's only been about 70 years that we have been an independent country. We're fairly sort of skeptical about giving foreigners control over our land. This is one of the issues that has been or explains the resistance of Icelanders to join the European Union, for instance. But let me tell you that we are part of the European Economic Area, which means that we are part of the inner market of Europe. But there are some restrictions of investment in land and fishing resources here in Iceland for foreigners. But I would think that this free trade agreement that China and Iceland are now signing would give China a foothold in the European market, because Iceland is a member of the inner market of the European Union.
CRI's Zheng Chengguang speaking with Stefania Oskarsdóttir, Assistant Professor of Department of Political Science at the University of Iceland.